Coming up, the frying pan. Are you excited, Rob?
No, I don't like it already.
It's already an A.
I don't even know what it is. Sorry, Steve. I love Steve.
He will. You know what? That's motivation for him. That's motivation.
Kind of.
No, I always each week I look forward to what he has to offer.
Right, as we all do. As we all do.
Oh, there's a wicked young man cooking slowly in a frying pan.
Ooh, a new one. I love it. A new song. Beats by Zim. WGN, it's a download. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Steve Gadlin is the brain behind a successful local business. I want to draw a cat for you. He presented his business idea on the television show Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business idea tonight so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban. As always, 312-981-7200. You know what? This has become a Friday tradition. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, and it's good to always hear Rob Martier.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so let me ask you, you know, last week you left pretty dejected off of the crab cake.
That's right. I couldn't even remember what I had pitched last week. It's that far out of my head.
That's right.
I'll tell you that.
But it felt like for the first time ever you had some initial momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got a lot of yays at the top, which was exciting, and we felt the energy build, and then the house just kind of came tumbling down.
That was exciting.
Right. So this week, are you feeling? You feel good? What
well,
do you feel? It's cold
this
out.
Time,
right.
You know what? I'll tell you. This time, the caller's opinions don't even matter because the idea I'm pitching is so altruistic and so necessary and solves such a huge problem in society that I know, regardless of how it's received, you know, I will fall on the sword and be the guy that brings it to the people because I love my fellow man.
Wow, it's going to be hard to argue with that. Yep. It sounds like Steve's very confident. 312-981-7200. Well, let's get to it, Steve. Steve Gadlin, what is this week's idea for the frying pan?
Well, if there's one problem that I despise, it's the problem of gun safety. Okay? That's a problem all around society right now, and you hear politicians.
Gun safety.
Well, guns.
Yeah.
Lack of gun safety. You hear politicians talking about it all the time, so you know it's big, and it's in the news a lot too. And the big problem is people are so against regulation of guns because of the Constitution.
Right.
So what I want to do is introduce technology that solves the problem instead of lawmaking. Instead of policy, we introduce technology that fixes it.
I like that idea. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, the product is called the Gun Shy. Now, it's something that attaches to your gun. And what it does is it makes you think twice before firing one of those lethal bullets. When you pull the trigger, the gun, this is using speech technology, will say, "Are you sure?" And then it waits for your verbal response, yes or no, before it fires the shot. What that does is it gives the wielder of the weapon a second thought, a time to think, is this really appropriate or can non-lethal force solve my problem? Or if a kid has stumbled upon a weapon that they shouldn't have their hands on, it warns them, this is live and loaded. Are you sure?
It's almost like a computer, you know, when you go to a website or want to click a link and it says, are you sure you want to do this? You know, it essentially is double checking.
Similar, but with voice technology. So just like your phone, when you can ask it a question, when the weapon says, are you sure, it waits to hear yes or no very clearly before it performs or doesn't perform the function.
Well, I have questions.
Sure.
But again, as I always say, I'd like to hear more from Download Nation than myself. I'm just the moderator. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The idea, the gun shy.
Yeah.
Again, one quick elevator pitch.
Well, it's a device that goes onto your weapon so that if your weapon is fired, it asks you in a loud voice, are you sure? And you need to respond yes or no. And if you respond yes, then the weapon will discharge. If you respond no, you know, it gives you that moment to pause to, you know, where you say someone's trigger happy. Well, this now, even if they're trigger happy, they're going to be forced to make a verbal decision and take a second and think about whether or not they really need to discharge that firearm.
Very, I would say, very somber, but also very heady. And like you said, very altruistic.
And I'll say this is, I know this is a controversial topic. And because of that, I'm taking this very seriously tonight.
312-981-7200. Do we like it? The Gun Shy. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more with Steve Gadlin in the frying pan. Cooking slowly in the frying pan. Nice find for Pete Zimmerman. It's the download here. The frying pan every Friday night at 10 o'clock. Steve Gadlin, local entrepreneur. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He is currently under a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings his ideas to Mark, he brings them here to download. 312-981-7200. Yay or nay on the Gun Shy.
The Gun Shy, right. Which is a device that you plug onto your gun. You purchase separately from your firearm. And what it does is when you pull that trigger, the gun, through a speaker in a very loud and clear voice, will say, "Are you sure?" Which gives you a moment to really think if you do want to discharge your weapon or not, which is a very serious decision and not something to be done on impulse. So it waits to hear through voice recognition, the wielder of the weapon either says yes or no to issue the command of the weapon and allow it to discharge or have it disable itself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's go to the lines, 312-981-7200. We got a full fleet. Syed, you're up first. Yay or nay on the Gun Shy?
Definitely a nay, because the question would be, what would happen in case of a real emergency? Say you have a burglar, you're walking on a wild animal coming after you or something. All right, Mr. Burglar, hang on. Let me make sure the gun is ready. You know, that's yeah. Not going to cut it.
All right, thanks, Syed. I appreciate that. That's a good point. So a nay saying, you know what? What if it's a wild animal?
Look, you know, first of all, he's adding a step. You don't have to say, "Hold on, Mr. Burglar, wait and let me see if my gun is ready." You pull the trigger and the gun will instantly say, "Are you sure?" To which you can respond yes or no. So it's not as big a delay as he is thinking. I'd say if a wild animal, first of all, the wild animal is not waiting at the door for you, right? Probably it hears you jingle your keys and open the door and then starts making a run at you. You have probably a few seconds,
right,
if you're holding your firearm in ready position, to still protect yourself.
Okay, let's go to Bill. Bill, yay or nay on the Gun Shy?
You know, I got to say nay just based on the technology. Mm-hmm. I can't get my phone to recognize my name to make a phone call most of the time, right, and to have to rely on that kind of scares me.
Well, Bill, yeah, that's the great thing, Bill, about it, though, is it will not discharge unless it clearly hears. So, you know, if there's background noise, if someone has music playing, it won't do anything until it hears an accurate yes, a clear and accurate yes. So you cannot accidentally discharge the firearm. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not recognizing your speech, if you're slurring, maybe you're drunk, or you have an accent.
That you shouldn't have the gun if you're drunk anyway.
Exactly. Right? So if it doesn't recognize that clear English American yes, then it won't it just won't fire.
All right, let's keep going. Karen, yay or nay to the Gun Shy?
Did you say Karen?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, hi Karen.
Oh, okay. This is me, and I think it's a bad idea. I think that people who want to use a gun are after power, and they want to use this mechanical object to enforce their will. And if this mechanical object challenged them, talk back to them, I think that would infuriate them even more.
No, so you think they're always going to be like, "Are you sure?" Yes.
Yes, yeah. I do think that.
Okay.
Well, Karen, don't you think
Karen,
it will give them pause, though? Because what this does is if they are, you know, power hungry and infuriated, the gun makes them stop, assess the situation, and really think about it. You know, you almost have to take a deep breath so that you can answer clearly, and maybe that clears their mind and takes away some of that aggression. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think.
I mean, that's the intention is to, is to, I mean, the words are "Are you sure?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Joy. Joy, yay or nay on the gun shy?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Kind of like, I think it's a yay.
Yeah.
As Karen just said, though, you know, anybody using one of these mechanical weapons is probably just crazy and power hungry, and that's the only reason for using a gun. However, really, I don't think so. But I think it does give people pause. I think if a kid gets a hold of it and it says, what is the phrase you said? The gun would say,
are you sure?
Okay, so if a gun says, are you sure, and a kid's holding it, they're not going to say yes or no. They're going to say what? And
right.
It's going to not work.
Lock it up,
or if
right.
somebody commits suicide or thinking of it and they go to pull the trigger and it says, are you sure? Maybe they won't. One thing
yeah.
I think Mark Cuban would ask, I don't know if you already covered this, is say in an emergency situation where somebody's going to use it to protect or defend themselves or somebody else or a police officer or whoever, the first time you pull the trigger, it's going to ask you that you say yes very clearly because you've trained with your gun. So, you know, in an emergency, you say yes. So you're going to shoot. If you need a second bullet, is it going to ask each time?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's
a great question. Let me check. Thanks a lot for that, Joy. That was very thoughtful.
Yeah, that's a setting you would establish when you install it. You know, some people may want it to check every time. Some people every other time. You know, some people just the first time, not again.
Sure.
Some people just the third time. It's based on the setting that you put on it when you install it on the firearm.
All right. Well, that was really thoughtful. I mean, there was a lot of things there with Joy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joy, for that. Let's go to Gary. Gary, yay or nay on the gun shy?
I'll say yay.
All right.
And the reason I do is because I'm first of all, what I thought was if on the spur of the moment, someone who's in desperation and sitting by themselves in their home decided they want to kill themselves, and all of a sudden a voice says, "Do you want to do this?" And
are you sure?
Well, I'll say, "Are you sure?
Are you sure?"
Yeah.
And they might give them pause to think,
right,
maybe
exactly.
call somebody else, and. If the apparatus can be disengaged when you want to carry it out somewhere, you know, for protection on the outside, then that's also a plus.
Yeah, it seems
and then, you know, if somebody's breaking into your house and you fear for your life, you hear somebody breaking in, you can engage that weapon and say, you know, yes, I'm sure, and you have to pull the trigger again. You'd be ready for them when they come up the stairs or into what kind of a confrontation you might be
right.
in.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Thank you for that. That's, you know, Gary had a lot of thoughts there.
Yeah.
A lot of scenarios he's run through his
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
And they seem to work. I mean, they seem to support the gun shy.
Yeah. Now, one thing I'll say is you need to install it on the firearm with each use. So this is nothing that stays installed on the firearm, but you, the idea is you would put it on the firearm before you think you might use it. And then, again, you are asked, are you sure when you...
Wait, so it's not like a computer program that you put it on, you have to do it each time?
Well, it's a physical device. It's very heavy, makes the gun difficult to wield. So you wouldn't want it on there all the time.
Oh. Okay, 312-981-7200. We'll take, let's go to the news. We got the news coming up here. We'll take a break and get to the news. We have a couple more people on the line, and I've got a slew of texts, some great questions, a lot about the science and voice recognition software and a lot of things. It seems like a lot of people have some really good insight and intel into this issue, voice modulation, changing voices. Question about bilingual voices. A lot going on here. So we will get to all those questions here. The gun shy is this week's frying pan. It is a mechanism you put on your gun that when you fire, it says, are you sure? And then you say yes or no, and it continues with the process. Steve Gadlin is in studio with us. We will take a break. When we come back, more.
Oh, there's a wicked young man cooking slowly.
There it is, frying pan, a new song. Thanks, Pete Zimmerman. It's a download here on WGN Radio. Steve Gadlin is here. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He's got a lot of great ideas that he workshops here on WGN before he brings it to his principal investor, Mark Cuban, after he won on the show Shark Tank. Steve, tonight's idea is the gun shy. Why don't you refresh everybody's memory?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I care about my fellow man. That's this idea boiled down to a nutshell. What that means, the gun shy is a device that you hook up to your firearm so that when you fire it, whether on purpose or on accident, it will say to you in a loud, clear voice, "Are you sure?" To which it will not fire until it hears a clear yes. Anything else, either through background noise or someone else shouting, mm-hmm. it won't respond to. It will respond to yes or no. No will disable it for 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's a new wrinkle.
If it hears no, it disables the weapon for 20 minutes and it cannot be fired. You know, what it does is it gives you pause. It gives you important pause because firing a firearm is a life-altering event, no matter how and when it happens.
Okay, so, all right, let's check the phones because there's one question that I've gotten several texts about, and John, who's on the line, John is asking the same question. John, yay or nay to the gun shy?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to give it a I'm going to give it a nay. I certainly appreciate the intention of gun safety, but most, maybe not most, but a lot of people would have a handgun for a threatening situation. And what if the person that has put you in a threatening situation is the one that answers no, and then your firearm, your handgun right. won't fire, and you end up, you know, in a bad spot because of that. And a secondary thought to that is that split second in a threatening situation between yes or no, if the person, you know, across from you, so to say, also has a handgun, that could cost you your life. Those are my
John,
two primary
that's
questions
a great those are great questions. Thank you so much for that. Steve, what do you think?
Well, I've got a couple responses. One, I hope it's more than a split second. I hope you really take a few seconds to think about your answer before you shout into the firearm, because again, firing a weapon is always very serious. Second, you know, good and bad will come out of this, right? More good than bad. So yes, I can imagine a situation where you are holding your gun and you fire it at an intruder and the gun says, "Are you sure?" And the intruder shouts no before you can shout yes, thereby disabling your weapon for 20 minutes.
It sounds a little bit like a hiccup, or what we would call like a quirk, or, you know, they say in the video games, it's what's the, there's a, like in Wreck-It Ralph,
well, it's
there's a
anticipated casualty.
Right.
Is what I you know, it's.
That's not what it. A glitch.
A glitch.
Glitch. No, that's the word I was looking for.
I'd
glitch.
Say, no, the intent of the device is still the same. There will be, you know, it won't work out in every situation. It's not perfect for every situation, but it's perfect in more situations than it's not perfect for. I think the net gain will be a positive one with this device.
Okay.
You know, how many, you can't say, oh, no, now someone accidentally is hurt with this device, when you think of how many people are accidentally hurt without a device like
right.
this.
A so lot you're saying more. That it just might be unintended consequence.
Well, intended, because we're anticipating it.
Yeah, but it's a glitch in the way that, you know, there's a way that someone can almost like shortcut it, or
you know,
I
call a glitch a marketing opportunity. And again, this is a pitch to the investors, so I would never,
I would never
highlight it as a glitch. I'd highlight it as an opportunity and a market, a new market, perhaps.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're talking about the gun shy. Let's get to some of these texts. 708 has a good question. What drives the mechanism? A battery? It does it have an override for a dead battery, or is it more like a wind-up toy?
Well, it's actually, it has a Bluetooth connection to your phone. So what it'll do is use this technology to piggyback off of that.
Okay. 773's got a question. I'm bilingual. Mm-hmm. What if I answer yes, no, or holy crap in Spanish?
You will want to purchase the gun shy in your native language, or in the language you think you may default to in a stressful situation. Mm-hmm. Because, well, with Spanish, the word no is the word no in both languages. But it will only understand the language that it is, the version that you purchase. So you'll want to be careful with that.
The other question, which is surprising we haven't gotten to yet, is how much does this device cost?
That's a great question. We have two models. We have an outright purchase for $10,000 where you own the unit. But what we think is more attractive to our potential consumers is a monthly subscription. So you sign up for it, and as so long as you are successfully billed monthly, it will continue to function. But you'll want to make sure you keep the one thing that can happen if your payment goes through is it can start firing without even pulling the trigger.
Mm.
So you want to let's just, again,
another glitch.
Well, not a, possibly a glitch, but it's something we're working on.
All right, let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Corey. Corey, yay or nay on the what's the name of this? This is
the gun shy.
The gun shy. I'm sorry, gun shy. Corey, you there?
What was that? I'm here. I didn't catch your question.
So no, that. I was just I blanked a little bit on the name of it, but yay or nay on the gun shy?
I would say nay, but there's a really easy way to get around that whole yes or no or an intruder yelling no thing. And that's just to take no out of the equation and make it you have to say yes for it to work.
Well,
that's a great question. Thank you.
Say nothing or say nothing else matters.
Corey, that is fantastic. Thank you for that.
You know, he's quoting a Metallica song. I don't know if that's intentional, but we do have a metallic finish model.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just to bring up. Yeah. The thing with no, though, is the reason we have that in there is so that you can disable your weapon for 20 minutes because we want you to have the opportunity not to just say, you know, nothing and not fire the weapon, but to say firmly, no, meaning this was a mistake to pull out my firearm. Mm-hmm. Weapon, please disable yourself for 20 minutes to prevent anyone who, you know, any mischief or accident.
Well, let me ask you, this is a great one. 773 may have an addition here. It just says, why don't you just add voice pattern recognition software to defeat the quote-unquote glitch?
Yeah, that's actually an idea that I had and something that I'm working on. We do have a version with that matches your vocal tones using a, you know, what this person said, voice recognition software.
Yeah, recognition, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. So, the that will be an option that we will have.
Okay, well, let's go to Arnie. Arnie, yay or nay on the gun shy?
Nay, and I'll tell you why. I think it's about time we change the Second Amendment. We have a vote in this country. It's more important than voting for a president.
Arnie, I got to cut you off right there. We're not making this political. I'm sorry. I want to make a statement right now. This is not a political segment. This is about an invention. Arnie, I'm sure you have great ideas, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. But that, you know, that's not where we're going with this. I don't think, Steve, and I'm sorry to... I just feel like that's not what you're trying to do. And so thank you, Arnie. I appreciate it. But
well, regardless of the politics of it, regardless of what the nation should be like, we're creating a product to deal with what the nation is like.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, right.
Yeah, this is how things are now. So, you know, I'd love to be idealistic like Arnie. But what I'd rather do now is capitalize on our insecurities now and turn those into dollars for my investors.
312-981-7200. When we come back, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will get to some of the more colorful texts that have come in about the idea, the gun shy, Steve Gadlin's frying pan idea for this week. Stay with us.
There's a wicked young man cooking slowly in a frying pan.
It's the frying pan as we wrap up the gun shy. A new idea from inventor Steve Gadlin. Many a text to get through. This is the time where we kind of go through more of the colorful stuff that may not necessarily be constructive, but at least gives you an idea of what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, why don't we clear the phone? So why don't we go to Brandon? Brandon, yay or nay on the gunshot?
Every time I hear this guy, I mean, I saw him on Shark Tank, so I know this is real, but otherwise, I would think that, like, it's a bit. Like, nobody would buy this for their own gun.
Well, what would I'm trying to solve the gun control issue with technology instead of policy. What do you even see as the alternative here, Brandon?
Well, one thing you could do is where you have to pull the trigger twice or three times.
Well, how do you remember? Is it twice? Is it three times? It sounds like a lot to think about if you're in a stressful situation.
No, You would know. I need to pull it twice. You would know that already. And I don't mean to sound mean, but I was just laughing so hard, my tears were coming out of my eyes. He said it's $10,000.
Well, how much is a firearm? I don't know. I'm asking you honestly because I've never purchased one.
And then you said, and you just got to make sure that you keep paying your bill. Otherwise, it could accidentally fire on its own.
Look,
why would it fire on its own if you didn't pay your bill?
Because
that's
the
terrible design flaw.
Because of the Bluetooth technology, it's using your phone to check and see if the bill is paid. And I'm saying, if it returns,
if the bill's not paid, why wouldn't it just, if anything, just disable the weapon? Why would it spontaneously fire?
I'm saying, the technology is tricky. It's tricky technology.
Thank you, Brandon. Brandon's enjoying this.
If you don't pay your car bill, the car might start on its own and drive away.
All right, there we go, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for the call.
The invention that you came up with that it makes your laundry, if your clothes are dirty, then it sets off a stink bomb and makes your clothes smell if they're dirty.
It's very similar to that.
Well,
thanks, Brandon. Thank you for that. Goodbye. Thank you for that. That was pretty good. I mean, Brandon had a lot to say there.
Well, I'm glad Brandon's been listening.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in you.
No,
but that's okay.
Look, all I can say is when I came up with stick figure cat drawings, everybody thought I was an idiot and a fool. Mm-hmm. But a little billionaire named Mark Cuban invested in that product, and he's made some money on that. You know, so all of these ideas. I just ask for Brandon's patience, and I just don't think he's really thinking them through the way I am. I'm an inventor.
All right, let's go through some of these texts real quick. Let me see here. 309 says this is the quickest way to get sued. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's the quickest way to keep something from happening that you mm-hmm. really don't want to have happen.
630 says this guy's clearly an idiot. 773 says, why do you bring him in every week? Total screwball. That's interesting.
Yeah.
309 says, I love that this guy's on a Chicago radio station trying to convince people to think twice before shooting a bad guy.
Well, exactly. And I think that's important. You know, and I'm not talking about thinking twice about shooting a bad guy. I'm thinking about thinking twice about firing a gun, period.
Okay. 563 says, are you sure you shouldn't find a new career because inventor isn't working for you?
Well, that's his opinion. I think inventors work just fine for me. I've come up with many inventions, and I feel great about them.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. I've got a couple of good ones I want to get to. 563 says, did he come into the studio with a stupid cake on his shoulder? That was referring to last week.
Well, that's I'm going to leave the studio with a Krabby cake.
Right.
Crab cake on my shoulder.
815 says, yeah, great idea, genius.
Thanks. Well, that's great.
There's more. Okay. It's going to work great with the thugs and gangbangers in this city.
Well,
so
thank you. So this person actually sees the benefit of this. That's great.
The bad guy can just yell no, ?
Yes.
You are terrible.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay.
I mean, we keep saying the bad guy, but that's just from our perspective. And I tell you, I don't believe that there are good guys and bad guys. I believe everyone's motivation is self-serving, okay? Mm-hmm. So these people that we're calling bad guys aren't really bad guys. They're just people with different motivations. And, you know, maybe if we all take a minute, are you sure? Take a minute to breathe and really answer that question. We'll get to know people as, instead of abstract labels like good guy or bad guy, maybe mm-hmm. we'll get to know them by their first name. And oh my gosh, you know what happens then? Friendships are formed.
773 says, of all the ideas you've pitched
this
on
is
the frying pan.
The one they're happy.
Has Mark Cuban been interested in any of them?
Well, none of these have ever made it to Mark Cuban. The whole concept of this segment is it's, you know, the users need the listeners. Need to support, you know, this is where I beta test. And when mm-hmm. I get an idea that that really sails, then I'm going to go to him again. I'll say, hey, remember me. I'm the guy with the cat drawings. But I really need that confidence to approach him.
Right, right. Well, 708 may give you a glimmer of hope.
Okay.
708 says, I think responsible gun owners would purchase this.
Great.
And then she follows up and says, P.S., those that are bad-mouthing Steve haven't invented anything.
That's right. Thank you. They, you know, maybe they've invented discord and disharmony, but what I'm out to do is save lives, make people happy, make lives easier, and win over Rob Martyr as a customer for at least one of my products.
Well, I will say Martyr has been listening, and I don't. He's usually a nay vote, so I don't know if this would. But I just would say that Steve, you know, you got a lot of nays, and I think Brandon summed it up with the sort of how asinine he thought you were.
I thought laughed for Brandon 10 seconds. Was on drugs or something. He just was giggling uncontrollably.
Right. Well, that, I mean, I don't know if this was a win. I do think it's an interesting thing, and I will say I do agree that you really had an altruistic thought, and this was
look, it's something. Been 5 years since I've been on Shark Tank, and I haven't come to Mark Cuban with one new idea since then, and I just need a win, okay? I need something to bring him because stick figure cat drawings were selling great 3 years ago, but you know what? They're not so hot right now, so I just need an idea that clicks. I need an idea that clicks. I need something to work.
Well, keep at it. I think that you're getting closer. Steve Gadlin, I want to draw a cat for you.com. Thanks for being here, bud.
Thanks for having me.